Perhaps you should ask yourself, what makes you interesting? By placing yourself in a theatre space and speaking about your experiences or your life, you're making an assumption that you're interesting enough for people to watch. Think about your life for a moment. What is interesting about it? What is it that you'll share? You may have a tragic or traumatic event that you can recall, but will you use it? After all, it's engaging. You might as well. It's horrific, entertaining and edgy. But this is more than a theatre piece. This is your life. So what are you going to think when nobody cries? What will you think when the colleague that you're working with says that your idea is shallow? It's a little bit boring. What if you realise that you're using this opportunity to get something out of your system? You're using the space, this performance space, as a therapy space and consequently implicating us all, making us take some degree of responsibility for your life. Or what if they say that your personal material isn't very strong? And what if you have nothing appropriate anyway? Nothing you'll share, nothing exciting to draw upon? What if you are objective enough to realise that out of all the billions of people on the earth, you are only one? Of the infinite number of life events, you have but a tiny, tiny fraction that are yours. Now you can think about how you can develop this material, how you'll perform it, how you will own it, and how, if necessary, you can make it up.